Mulibwanji. Welcome back to the Be Official Podcast. I'm your host, your guy, Poolpen837, and I brought along my host, my co-host, Director D's in the house too, you know. So we just want to say thank you so much for the overwhelming support and love you guys have been showing us. Continue sharing, commenting, and liking, and make sure you're following the podcast on all platforms. It's Be Official Podcast on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere, Nafimbi. So welcome back to the Uncut Conversations. We are now on a really good topic that I really love, you know. That's what we are all using, and this is the social media lie, you know. Why your online friends ain't your friends, you know. So without further ado, we'll roll into the intro. Director D,
yes.
How can you cultivate authenticity on social media without feeling pressured to present a perfect image?
That's a good question. I think off the jump, we need to understand what authenticity means. I think being genuine and being real is what authenticity means. And staying true to being authentic. It's hard in today's society because everybody has their own perspective when it comes to social media. And I think among us, there's people that I wouldn't really support it, because even me myself, there are days that I wake up and I don't like it. I don't want to be on it, but I think if not for what we do, create content to help people get the message across board, if not for that, then I think I would not be on it, because there are just days that it's toxic. And, you know, people get to say very tribal things to other people, you know. I think me and Paul, we often conversate about this, of how much power people have behind the keyboard. And I feel like sometimes it's just too much. So being authentic on social media. I'll speak about my three favorite people that are late today, that were very authentic and real and stayed true to who they are. Till today, I think I'm still learning from them. Number one is Kobe Bryant, RIP, shout out King. Number two is Chadwick Boseman, Wakanda King, you know. Number three, Nipsey Hussle. I think these three people, RIP, they're a big loss to the industry, but the way they moved throughout their careers was very touching to me, you know. They never lost the values, what they stood for. And if you look at Kobe Bryant, he inspired a lot of people through his work ethic, through his endurance throughout the process, one of the greatest Lakers to ever play. But then not only watching him as a Laker, but watching him on social media throughout everything that he did, he was one of the most inspiring people, which you could tell that even just from seeing through social media, you could tell the authenticity in who truly he was as a person. So looking at his values, he was a king on the court, and he was the king in his household. You know, he represented so much for the community, which also stems from Chadwick Boseman. Shout out to Wakanda, him repping for, you know, what us black people stand for and have struggled with a lot of the time. But looking again from social media, because it's not everybody that has met them in person, but through social media, you could relate to who the person really is. why I earlier mentioned that I don't like social media sometimes, it's because I think that in his remaining time on this earth, Chadwick was struggling with an illness that he did not speak about or tell anybody except his immediate family. But because we people didn't know that, and then we saw him losing weight, his body, deteriorating, and people started talking bad about that, they started saying bad things, say what is he doing, A, B, C, and D. And so imagine him going through that phase and trying to deal with that illness, and then with the ill comments that people started saying. If he wanted, he would have clearly come out and said it, but it was something that he was a person that held everything to his chest and to the people that are closer to him, because his wife and the family knew what he was going through, but everybody else didn't. And then look at how stupid we looked at the end of the day when he passed, and then later we come to find out that he was struggling with an illness that we didn't know about. So you can tell from how much social media can be a good thing and also a bad thing. But then talking of authenticity, it just stems from how him dealing with all of that, even when people were talking bad about him, he still stayed true to who he was. And Nipsey Hussle was also a pillar in his community, So from all of these people, you learn values, principles that carry them throughout the day, and also how they could relate to their communities that social media did not turn them into something else. All they did was just present who they were to social media. And that's what stems from being authentic. And I feel, first of all, one of the first things you need to learn on being authentic on social media today is be yourself. Do not present an image that you would want people to see or people to relate, but because it gets tiring, because that's not you. So you get tired. I'm always reminded by the quote that Paul always makes is be the original version of you. Yeah, be a true version of you, not the copy. Be a true version of the original, not the copy. Yes. Because many other times when we look through social media, we do the comparison game of which comparison kills. And if I'm not true to who I am, to my brand, and I keep copying somebody else, eventually I'm going to get tired. But if I present a true, authentic self of who I am to you people, I will not strain away from that, because that is me that I'm presenting. Yeah. So number one, stay true to yourself, be you. And that's what you give the people. Because what you learned today in social media is nobody posts their failures now. Nobody posts when they're having a bad day. It's Instagram. Everybody has a picture with a filter on, So nobody, posts their failures. The other thing I think I would highlight on is, I think I've already talked about values. I've already talked about principles. I think I would say be vulnerable, share your challenges and setbacks along your success. Like I think I've already mentioned that it's people we're not posting failures, we're not posting successes. I think one of the things you'd relate with the Be Official podcast and the Be Official club, the Be Official fans, shout out to you guys. I think you would understand that from the community that we're trying to build, if you followed us from the jump, from the genesis, you'd understand, you'd see where we've come from. One of the reasons why me and Paul started this podcast was we would have these conversations like, we are conversating with you guys today. But then on a two person level, where me and him like having a lot of deep conversations. But then you find when people engage in conversations that we are having, somebody joins us, they would, you know, pick one or two things and say, I enjoy the conversation that you guys had. And then from there, me and him had a conversation, say, yo, how about if we started something, and then, you know, many people would enjoy. And then, boom, a couple of time later, and then we started the podcast so that we would have these conversations that we're having today and you people get to learn. But why I highlight this is somebody that sees us now would have a different viewpoint because they've not understood where we've come from. But if you follow through the journey, you'd see that we had started from nothing. And then now we are in a place where we're grateful for what God has given us. But this is not our finishing line. We're still, you know, heading to a bigger and better place. So understanding that if somebody who's just joined us now would misunderstand, saying, these guys talk A, B, C, and D like they know much. No, we don't. But we're always curious to want to learn more and more and understand why certain things work a certain way. So that's the essence of what we're trying to build with the Be Official fans, you guys, is even as you come to the podcast, you're learning something that invokes something in you as a person to want you to become a better person. That's why even as our club, we want the authenticity of genuine interaction between us and you people, so that you're not only a fan, but you're part of the family, you're part of the community that we're trying to build. So that's why I think we are trying to give our very best, so that the authenticity does not only stem from us, but even from you people, the Be Official fans. I think with everything that I've said, I think this is where I would highlight what being authentic on social media is. Values, principles, authenticity, self-care, and all of that. Yeah. Mr. H7.
Yes, sir.
What are some ways to break free from the comparison trap and focus on your own journey?
Comparison. I think even the podcast itself sits on authenticity and being yourself, you know. Those are the roots where the podcast kind of sets itself. So I love that question a lot because it kind of reflects what the podcast is all about. So comparison is really something that is eating a lot of us, you know. Theodore Roosevelt says comparison is a thief of joy. So one thing you should understand is that once you enter into that sector, you are completely like ripping part of you out, you know. That's what comparison does. So it's something that always comes to you when the least you just sleep, you know. When you just sleep and slide, comparison kicks in, then depression comes, stress comes, and all these other factors come. So Be Official podcast is something that will help you stem from all these things, you know. And all we just ask is paying attention and just listening, you know. So just from the famous quote itself, be you, everyone else is taken, is a thing that you have to always remember and, you know, always like be in a place where you're constantly reminding yourself, like, there's only one you, you know, nobody else is like you, you know. So that itself should be something that kicks your mind whenever comparison starts to kick in. You're like, you're special on your own. So I have some points that we'll run through them. So the first one is practice self-compassion. many of the times we're not kind to ourselves. You know, we are very harsh with ourselves. Mostly, we don't practice compassion with ourselves, and you know, it tends to lead us into a state where we are now sabotaging, you know, the person who's always there with you, and that's you, you know. So practicing self-compassion is very important, because by the end of the day, it leads you to be in a place where, you know, you know that when you fail, you're not hard on yourself. You are in a place where you constantly say, you know, it has happened, right? We try another day. Remember, failure is something that, for me, I tend to learning. I don't fail, I learn, you know. So when I fail, for me, it's an opportunity to learn something. I was watching Stephen Butler on one of his episodes. He said, he asked one of his guests, right? So I think they were talking about comparison, and the guest was asked a question where he said, if you had an employee, right? And that employee, let's say, he spent, let's say, 600,000 kwacha, right? And in the project that the employee was doing, he fumbled the 600 kwacha, right? Like, the 600 kwacha is like gone, you know? So that's failure, right? In the company, that's called failure. So he was asked the question, would you fire the employee or would you still keep the employee? 3/4 of African bosses will fire that employee, right? But the 1% of the leaders who are not bosses but leaders, they will keep that employee, because he said something that was very, you know, cunning to me, because he said, I would keep the employee because that's a 600,000 kwacha failure. So meaning, I've already spent money on that person for them to learn, saying this can be done the other way. Because if you chase that person and that person goes the other way, meaning the other company would utilize the failure that person made, right? So now they'll do things right. So it's very important to be lenient on yourself and take notes every time when certain things happen. The other part is celebrate your achievements. No, I think this is one thing for me I really fought for a long time. I never celebrated the small achievements, you know, and documented those, because I feel those are the things that kind of like remind you that you're coming from where you're coming from is really a long journey, you know, and the small milestones that you are making, those are never meant to be ignored, because we always want this big breakthrough, and that's when we'll be like, yeah, you know, I made it. But it's in the small achievements, the smaller steps that you're making, you know. I love what Kirk Franklin said. He said, you know, when you're on a journey, right, and let's say, for example, we are going to London, right, and we are using, road transport, right? Imagine your mind being set on the bigger goal, that's London, right? That's the destination. And you're not paying attention to the journey and what's going on along the way, right? So you'd find you miss everything. Let's say you get to London now, right? And somebody asks you, how was your journey? You won't have anything to say, because you never paid attention to the little things that were along the way, you know, the nature, the beautiful sunset, all these things that are going on, because along the way you would have been meeting and seeing different cultures before you reach the actual destination. So it's very important to pay attention to the little milestones and make sure you celebrate them, regardless whether you're alone or whatever, but make sure you celebrate those little milestones, because those will help you defeat the comparison mindset. The other point is set personal goals. So instead of you comparing yourself to other people, set goals that you start comparing to yourself, right? I'll give an example of myself, right? 3 years, 4 years ago, I had less than 10 monthly listeners on Spotify. But now, when you see how things are moving now, it's a whole different ballgame. We're clocking close, somewhere 10,000 monthly listeners. And these are incremental, small goals that were leading to something that is larger, right? I wouldn't say I've reached my pinnacle, but I'm just, you know, very grateful when I look back and see how things have been and the little things that we've been able to achieve. So I always tell Director D, I'm like, Maji, whenever we hit these milestones, we want to celebrate. If we have money, we're going out. You know, we're going to celebrate and just like have a huge splash, because these are things that we never fantom to see. You know, so it's very important that you set small goals. You don't even have to set, like, be smart about your goals, you know. So as you are setting the long term, also set your short term goals, you know, that will lead to the bigger goal. And the other part is practice gratitude with yourself. Always learn to reflect on the things that have happened, the things that you have. I really love Stephen Butler, man. I think he's becoming one of my favorite person. I was watching his vlog Behind the Diary, you know, and there was a part where he was saying, because there's a lot of things that are going on in his life, so he was kind of like wanting to complain, but it was like, you know, in as much as I would want to complain, a lot of people envy the life that I have. So if I go into the sabotage mood where I'm complaining about the things that are, no, this is too much, no, I'm having this, no, remember, somebody on the sidelines wishes to be in your place, and they wish to also have the things that you have. I think this is something that we don't normally pay attention, that somebody out there also wishes to be in your place. So rather than be in a place where you're comparing, be at a place where you practice gratitude and you're just celebrating and reflecting on the things that have happened, you know, the things that you have achieved and the things that you have. Because most of the times we yearn for the things that we don't have, but yet we forget that, you know, we also need to be in a place where the things that you have are celebrated, because that's the only way God is going to add more, because he knows that my son or my daughter are in a place where they are content with what they have. So even if I add more, they'll still be content. Because sometimes we want the bigger things, right? And yet, again, realize at a later stage that, oh, it didn't change anything. It's like the goalpost just moved. So practice gratitude. And the other part is limit social media use. I think this is something that I've also come to learn. I remember there was a time when I was in a phase where legends will relate, you know, when we're using the Motorola's V360, you know, I would sit on a couch. I had a phone. The Motorola couldn't go off, you know, because it always had to be plugged in on the wall charger, right? So every time it would be plugged in, and I would sit on that couch from morning, eat, sweep, do whatever. I'll work, but I'll still go back on that couch and be on Mixit, To Go, Mbazi, before Facebook, you know. So I'm saying the goths will relate, you know. So those To Go, Mixit, Mbazi, and some other MySpace, you know. So I was stuck and glued to that chair to a point whereby moms would be pissed with me, you know, because I was never in a place where I was interacting with reality. So I was missing out on a lot of things, you know. So I was just locked up in myself and all this kind of use. So now I'm at a point where I'm learning all these things and giving myself time. There's some time, I was telling Director D, I'm like, there's time. I love the love that you guys are showing me and everything that you guys are doing, the comments, everything. But there's a time, there's some times when I have anxiety and I feel stressed, you know, because I need to reply to each and every one of you. So there are moments when the anxiety kicks in and I have to, you know, put a hold and a pin to it and just like give myself some time and room, because, you know, sometimes it can make you go insane. So limit social media use and make sure that you are also taking care of yourself, because mental health is wealth. Seek inspiration and not comparison. What I've done is I've unfollowed all the famous celebrities, and I think I'm doing that. So I've done that with Facebook, I've done that with Instagram, and I don't know where else I'm coming. But yeah, I followed all the famous celebrities, and I'm only following accounts that only inspire me. So if you can do that with yourself, because look, you're following these celebrities, right? And the life that you're seeing will be compared to your life. So make sure that you're at a place where the accounts that you are following, they are inspiring you, motivating you, and always being in a place where they don't invoke a feeling of you being left out, but you're being inspired to be like, I really want to achieve like Director D is doing. I want to achieve like Popeyn is doing. I want to achieve the person that inspires you a lot to do, you know. So these are things that you need to be really caution, especially when it comes to comparison. Remember, comparison is a kill of joy. Director D,
yes.
How do you find genuine connections in a world where everyone seems to be crushing it online?
Funny thing about social media today is everybody's killing it. Nobody's struggling. And I think if you go to Facebook today, me and Paul laugh every time that nobody's unemployed on social media today. You know what I mean? Especially Facebook. If you go to Facebook, everybody's employed. Everybody's working. You would find other people are working at Young Money. Other people are working at Track Fit. You know, other people are working, you know, so and so. Everybody's is employed. But that's just a joke. How do you find genuine connection when everybody seems to be crushing it? I think one of the things that I would highlight the most is finding your niche. Among us, everybody killing it, yes. There are people that are genuinely killing it, and then there's just people that are chasing clout. But if you've not found your niche, you'll be caught up in the wind. You know, you blow with the wind. You go where the current is going. If it's going this side, you go. But then if you found your niche, no matter the noise, you always stay on path to your niche. So find what you're looking for on social media. Find what interests you the most. What makes you want to engage, find that. Because when you do, nothing else will matter, you know. Even when there's noise here, there's trending things here, that won't matter to you because it's not your niche. Because all of that noise will be shut down because you're focused on your niche. I think the other day I was on Facebook, and then I'm a big fan of podcast. And then I didn't know that Rudo has a podcast, but then on a podcast, he had a guest. I think that lady's name was, I think something like Annie Kunda. She said there are three types of women. She said very interestingly, she said there's smart women that know why they're on social media and they just come there to do their business. They don't noise, they don't want trouble, they don't want nothing trending, they're just there for business and they want to leave. And then the second type is there's those that are smart and they come there to do A, B, C, D, but then they play the crowd, you know what I mean? They play the crowd, they play the game, meaning they do the trending thing, they do the noise, you know? They're smart, but they do that. And then lastly, not insulting anybody's intelligence, according to her, and I quote, she was very smart to say, not making it seem like other people are dumb. No, there are other ones that are smart as well, but they do the deeds that the other ones don't do, and they play the crowd. So, which in turn, she said, these two make it hard for the first ones who don't want any noise, any what. But they just want to do their work and leave. Say, these two make it hard for us who just want to do business, who are here for our specific purpose and leave. They make it hard for us to do because of the unnecessary things that they add to the bracket. of which is true. There are people that even I myself see on social media, I'm like, this person is too smart to be doing what they're doing. But then at the end of the day, they have chosen to do that. So finding your community, finding your niche is very important. Thing number two, I'd say seek authenticity, meaning look for people who are open about their struggles and are vulnerable rather than just showcasing successes. I think finding it's very few in today's community that people are willing to open about their failures, are willing to open and be vulnerable about whatever they're struggling with today, because all you see mostly is, no, I killed it yesterday, I killed it the other day, we're killing it today. But there are days that you'd find, because your fans always see you killing it, and then when they are struggling, they can't relate because they've never seen you struggle. So it's the pressure of the people that you follow who are not authentic enough when they're having a bad day, letting you know that I didn't become this successful in an overnight. And then you find you as a fan who is chasing and doing whatever your business is or whatever you're doing, whatever career that you've taken. And then you think you're not doing enough. You think you're not enough. You, whatever you're doing is not working. You think if they did it overnight, then I can also do it. No, nobody achieves that overnight. That's why I'm one of the people that are not advocates for the statement self-made, because we've become so used to the statement that I'm self-made. No, nobody becomes successful without their community, and above all, nobody becomes successful without the Almighty above. You know, nobody becomes great without God. And the term self-made takes away the God factor, meaning you became this on your own. But then we forget that there's a higher power that played a very vital role in us becoming who we are. So understanding that is important. And initiating in meaningful conversations. It's so fun in games when we're playing. Yes, we can talk about A, B, C, and D, you know. But then it needs to come to a point where if you're to initiate in meaningful conversations that you know you learn something from, that you know you will lead you to, you know, where you're trying to go, you know. So initiating in meaningful conversations, very important. And lastly, I'll say focus on quality, not quantity. Focus on quality, not quantity. Cultivate a smaller circle of online connections who you genuinely connect with, rather than trying to amass a large number of followers or friends. I think I love how Paul makes a statement. He says, we have influencers who are not influential, and we have influencers who are influential. I think people don't understand what being an influencer is. Being an influencer is not about the numbers. There are people that have the numbers but can't influence. But there are people that have little numbers and they're influencing. So being an influencer is not about having numbers. But can the community, first of all, can your followers be called a community? Because there's one thing between having followers and building a community. So if you're an influencer, would you truly say you have a community that if you are to turn them into a different direction to say, oh guys, I'm doing this, let's go do this. So it's one thing to have followers, and it's one thing to be an influencer. So it's having the understanding to say, are you influential? So meaning, are you focusing on quality or quantity? So it's that saying where I would rather have 10 people that are genuinely following me for me than have 1,000 people that are just following me to await my downfall. Because that's one thing we don't understand, is not everybody that follows you wants to see you succeed. There are other people that are following you just waiting for your downfall. You know what I mean? But then having a genuine community that you've built, that they're growing with you through every stage of the way, So find yourself a community, or rather build yourself a community, like a community we're trying to build here at Be Official Club. Shout out to you guys, the Be Official fans, because we are trying to build a family that we're growing together to a point that where we all achieve success and see ourselves grow every step of the way. Yeah. Mr. A37.
Yes, sir.
What are some strategies for maintaining a healthy self-image in the face of curated social media profiles?
That's a good one. I feel like some of the points I will kind of align with the first question. Curated, let's break down curated. Curated social media profiles, these are like celebrity profiles, you know, your favorite bloggers, your favorite influencers, all these things, you know, these things are, their content is all curated, right? So one thing you should remember is that social media is a bad tool and a good tool at the same time, depending on how you use it and depending what you are going to do there. So in like maintaining a healthy image, of which is you being official, one thing you should understand is the reality of social media. I think Director D mentioned this in one of these questions, where social media is only highlight reels, all right? It's only highlight reels. People are not going there to show their failures and all that kind of stuff. People are only going to show their successes. So one thing you should understand is that even your favorite celebrities, they have all these things that they go through. They're stressed, they're depressed sometimes, they're lonely, you know. They have all these things that a human goes through, you know. So never follow, I love what NF said in one of his songs. Don't believe everything you read on the internet, you know. So be cautious, be self-cautious. Counter-check, make sure that you are alert, you're verifying certain things. Don't just take things as they are and presenting them like those are valid facts. So make sure that you understand that social media is only meant for highlight reels. It's only a few people who are going to come there and just like tell you that life is hard, you know. But it's good. Out here we're telling you that sometimes this thing sucks, you know. Sucks big time. But sometimes you have to remember your why and why you're doing it. So always remember that people are just out there throwing their highlight reels. And the other part is limit your time on social media, of which I mentioned. Make sure that you're taking good care of yourself. The other point is follow positive accounts. I mentioned this. Always make sure that the accounts that you're following are very positive and very vital to yourself, because these are things that will affect you. Because mostly, trust me, 90% of people, whenever they wake up, the first thing they do is hold their phone and go on social media. I love what Tyler Perry said. He said, the device that you have in your hands is a very dangerous device because it carries bad news, it carries good news. So imagine you wake up and the first thing you see is somebody died. How are your emotions going to feel in that moment? You know, imagine when you wake up, the only thing that you see is just bad things there. So meaning already your day has been set, you know, you have already set your entire mood of the day. And if you're lucky, you find something that is good, your day will be okay. But always make sure that it's not the first thing that you open. Whenever you wake up, make sure that you know, at least say a prayer or do something that is unrelated to you holding your phone first or going on social media straight, but practice gratitude, you know, pray and just do some activities that won't prone you to go and open your phone, because you need to set the tone of the day. The other part is practice self-acceptance. Embrace your strengths and weaknesses. Make sure that you maintain a balance, because sometimes we don't embrace our weaknesses, you know, we always fight ourselves. So make sure that all these things that you're doing, you are practicing and embracing the person that you really are, because remember, It's only you. What God gave me is not that what you have. You know, everybody is unique in their way. So make sure that you practice, you embrace yourself. Make sure you get to know yourself even better. Focus on your own progress. I mentioned, you know, make sure that all these things that you're doing, the setting up your goals, make sure that each and every part of your daily routine is also embedded in you, because these are things that will determine how you are going to be achieving, or how you're going to conquer the comparison mindset. So make sure you're in a place where you're embracing your flaws and your weaknesses, because trust me, the world out there is not, it's not friendly, you know, it's ruthless, you know. So make sure people, people are body shaming you and all that kind of stuff. You know, people say a lot of stuff. People say a lot of stuff in jokes sometimes. So make sure you embrace your weaknesses and your strength. Even if they say it, let them not bother you that much. You know, like, you know, I need a summer body. I need, because this says that I need to, if you're slim, I need to gain more, because, you know, that's what the, remember, all these things are trends. They come and go, you know. So make sure that you're at a point. If you want to lose weight, make sure it's coming from the deep core of your heart. You want to do it, you know. I remember there's this lady from Pitch Perfect, that movie. I think you know her. She's chubby. So she was on a podcast and she was trying to narrate how the whole event came in on how she lost weight. You know, a lot of people, especially like our agency, you know, when she said, I want to lose weight, you know, and they said, but why would you want to do that? Because this is something that you've built off from the ground, and people actually hire you because of how you look. So if you lose weight, you're going to lose a lot of these gigs, you know. But she had to conquer with herself, because the doctor said, it's either you lose weight or never have a child. And she says, I've always wanted to have that. So it had to come from my own core, my own heart, me, you know. It doesn't have to come from somebody else. So she went into that state where, you know, you, like, regardless, because you have already set your tone and your mind on what you want to do. So she went and lost weight, you know, but still, people still hire her and do movies, you know. But all I'm trying to say is that make sure that whatever decision I'm going to make will come from you, you know, not somebody else. Practice self-care, regular exercise, make sure that you're eating healthy. I need to start eating healthy, and I need to start exercise. Yes, so make sure you're practicing self-health, you're exercising, you're doing all these things that maintain the body and your mindset. One thing that I've come to learn is that the stomach never appreciates. You can feed it all you want, never appreciates. One thing you can do that you will be grateful all your entire life is feed your mind, not just your stomach. So make sure you're having a balance. In fact, let it be unbalanced. Make sure you're feeding your mind more, and because that's the only way you're going to stay active and you're going to be on your A game, because trust me, it's not for the faint-hearted. And always know that the positive mindset never comes easy, you know, because it's easy to gravitate towards the negativity than it is to navigate towards positivity. And the last part is get professional help if you think this is getting out of hand. It's, I think social media is a tool that sometimes, you know, if you're not, sometimes when I sit, I'm like, you know, it's really caused a lot of damage. I love what Sarah Jack said on one of the podcasts. She's like, you know, we are more aware of a lot of things now because of social media. It's not that bad news wasn't there. It's not that people weren't dying. It's not that the things you're seeing now were not happening. These things were happening, but it's because you never had a phone, you know? So you wouldn't hear about the bombings or whatever that was happening, people killing themselves or the things that are happening overseas in other countries, you couldn't hear about them. But because of how technology has evolved, the moment it's happening, you are able to see all these things. So that's how powerful social media is. So be mindful and make sure that you get all the necessary help. If you feel like this is just getting out, it's getting too much. And make sure that you're making real life connections. Make real life connections. Sometimes go out, you know, mingle around, have conversations with friends who are there in real life, you know, because sometimes social media is not a real place. So be careful.
Thank you guys for staying with us at the very end of the podcast. I've been your host, Director D. My co-host Paul Payne, it's with Savon. We appreciate, guys, I have no words, but we appreciate the love, we appreciate the support that you guys keep showing us, showing up every Tuesday on Facebook, every Tuesday on TikTok, every Tuesday on YouTube, guys. And those of you on Spotify, the podcast is also on Spotify. Those of you on Apple TV, Apple Music, this podcast is also there on Apple. Guys, thank you for the overwhelming love. We appreciate. Keep showing up every Tuesday. Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify. Continue showing us the love. From me and my co-host Paul, peace out.